Blog Talk Radio.
You were the word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden glory in creation.
Henderson, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad that you're with us today. Excited about what God is doing tonight in your life today as well. This is 2022, and we're going to give God some praise for this opportunity to be with you tonight. But let's put your hands together for the Almighty God, because you're here tonight. Let's put your hands. Yes, yes. Blessings, blessings. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's host is Elder Samuel, and Prophetess Lady Lillian Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, and Elder will be coming up shortly. We do have another song, but I did want to make sure we give God some praise for a new year. This is 2022. This is Big Tip. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Global Network. It's straight to the point. And once you send that number out, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs to hear Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. That's 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can tweet that out. You can LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nextdoor.com, Tumblr, Pinterest. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559. This is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Anthony. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Samuel Hembrick will be up right after this next song. God bless you. Appreciate you so much for being here with us. God bless you now. Take care. Talk to you in a second. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go,
gentlemen all across the globe. This is Straight to the Point. And ladies and gentlemen, we serve a mighty and awesome God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we open up the mic. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight is Elder Samuel and Prophetess Lady Lillian Hembrick. Elder's coming up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and open up the mic for Elder. Elder, welcome to Straight to the Point.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 First giving honor to God who touched in my life. Thank God for this opportunity to be on Straight to the Point tonight. Praise God. What an opportunity it is to give, to allow the word of God to go forward tonight. God is so good. We want to thank, Dr. Henderson for allowing us to be on the line tonight. We want to thank Elder Vaughn for doing the audio and taking care of the radio business. We want to thank him for all that he does for this ministry. We want to thank him and thank the people who's out there listening today, even the ones that's going to be listening later on or tomorrow or even whenever you get a chance to listen to this broadcast. Again, I'm here to say Happy New Year. What a mighty God. This is the new year. This is 2022. Brand new year. Brand new things are coming about. What a mighty God we serve. I come to you, my brothers and sisters, say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because the new year is here, and God is not playing. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. What a mighty God we serve, and angels bow before him. Heaven and earth will adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, I'm so grateful and so thankful tonight But God is so good. God is just a wonderful God. God is just a marvelous God. I thank God for allowing me and my family to come into this new year, knowing that prosperous things are going to be happening, glorious things are going to be happening, changes in life is going to be happening. God is just so good. My children is going to be grateful. My grandkids are going to be thankful. I just give God the glory tonight. My family members are going to be grateful. Oh, God, I just thank God tonight for all that he's doing tonight. What a mighty God we serve. Tonight I'll be coming from Psalms 32. I'm just going to come from one verse tonight, that division, 32nd vision of Psalms, the 8th verse. I'll be coming from that one verse tonight. And it reads as thus, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. My God, my God, my God, my God. I want to use tonight, for subject tonight, a new year, a new way. The same God, my God, glory to his name, glory to his name. I want to just look at this verse tonight, this 32nd division of Psalm at the 8th verse. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. I looked up in the Webster Dictionary at the word instruct. Instruct means to teach, to inform the mind, to educate, to impact knowledge to one who destitute of it. My God, instruct. What it said, God said that I will instruct you. He said that you don't need to get any other instruction from anybody else except for me, because I will instruct you and teach you my ways. My God, glory to him. He said that I will instruct you and teach you, and teaching means that to impact of knowledge or skills or giving instruction. God said, I will not only instruct you of which way to go, but I will also teach you my ways. Glory to his name. Somebody give God some glory tonight. Oh, and God said that I will teach you and I will give you knowledge, and I will give you wisdom. I will give you skills, no matter how, what position you in, no matter what language you speak, no matter if you can talk good or you can't talk good. God said, I will instruct you, I will give you the knowledge, I will teach you, I will give you the skills that you need to have. Oh, God, glory to his name. Praise him. Glory to his name. And then it says down here in this 32nd division of Psalm, he said, not only would he teach you, he would teach you in the way that you should go. Now, here's what the dictionary said, or this is what my theory is, the way. This means that this door is the only way to heaven. Only way you can get to heaven is by the instructions that God gives you and the teaching that he gives you. And then he will show you, my God, the way to go. And the only way you can get through that door is the only way is to have to get to heaven is by his ways. Praise him. You got to go God's way. You can't go the man's way. You can't listen to nobody else. But you got to listen to God, because God will show you the way. God will show you the way to get to heaven. All you have to do is to follow instructions. He's the instructor. He's the leader. He's the educator. He's the mind regulator. He's the heart fixer. My God, glory to his name. Oh, my God, I thank you today. Oh, glory. And then it says that, in the way you should go. And I looked up should, and it said you should take this way. Hey, glory. You should take God's way. You shouldn't take that road that man tell you to take. You should read your Bible every day, or read your Bible as often as you can. Read the word of God to get the instructions. Because in this 32nd Psalm, verse 8, God says, I will instruct you. He said, I will teach you your way. If you just only follow me, if you only will give your life to me, if you only will set yourself free, God said, I will come to set the captives free. Does anybody want to be set free tonight? Oh, come on, let's give God some glory tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. And counsel, it says that I will counsel you and watch over you. And counsel means that in Proverbs 24, verse 6, it says, the way of the foolish is right in his own eyes. But a wise man is he who listens to counsel. See, God said, if I'm going to instruct you, I'm giving you this word. God is telling David, he said, David, don't worry about anything because I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you the way that you should go. I'm going to even counsel you. God said, I'm going to even set you down, praise God, and I'm going to talk to you and counsel you to be sure that you are going in the right direction. Somebody come on and praise God with me tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Not only that, God said that, he said that I will watch over you. Oh, God. Boy, I tell you, this division, 37 division of song is just awesome. Just one verse. I want to say that verse again. It says, I will instruct. Now, listen to that. Now, God is telling you that I will instruct you. I'm going to say this again because God is telling you that I will instruct you. Not only will I instruct you the way to instruct you, I will teach you the way to go. Hey, somebody's not listening tonight. My God, hallelujah. God said to you, I'm going to instruct you, my brother. I'm going to instruct you, my sister. I'm going to teach you the way to go. I'm going to, and where you should go. I will counsel you. God said, I will talk to you as I instruct you in the way to go. See, we have to follow God. We cannot follow what man says. Excuse me. We cannot follow, praise God. We cannot follow what man does. We got to follow what God said. Praise him. Glory to the name. Help me, Holy Ghost. He said, God said that I will instruct you. Praise him. He said, God said, I will teach you. God said, I will show you the way. My God. The songwriter said, oh, what a beautiful name it is. The Hillsong worship say, what a beautiful name it is. Don said, this is your house. This is your house. God, this is your house. So I'm here to listen to you, not to what man said. The Maverick City said, great is thy faithfulness. My God. Great is thy faithfulness. See, we have to, as we look at this particular passage of scripture here, this 8th vision, 32nd division of Psalm 8th verse. Now, we look at this verse clearly. I want to go over this verse, and I know I went over it once before, but I want to just let this verse, I want you to allow this verse to sink into you. Just sink in. And when you get a chance, read this verse. Matter of fact, read the whole 32nd division of Psalms. But this particular one says, in this 8th verse, says, God says, I will instruct you. Listen to that. God said, I'm going to give you the instructions. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm going to instruct you. Not only am I going to instruct you, I'm going to teach you my way. Not your way, but I'm going to teach you my way. My God. Look here down in Proverbs, the 24th chapter, verse 6 says, the way of a foolish is right in his own eyes. See? The person thinks foolish, he thinks that he's right because that's what he sees in his own eyes. In Proverbs it said, but a wise man, he is who listens to counseling. See, a wise man listens. See, when God is giving you instructions, you listen to what he's saying. You don't turn your head to the left. You don't turn your head to the right. You stay right in that word of God, but God telling you what to do. God is giving you instructions. If you read his words, that's his instruction. That's his teaching. That's he's showing you his way to live, that you, excuse me, that you should go. He's counseling you so that you won't go out there in the world, that you won't go do foolish things, that you won't do this. I know this week, Pastor had this big jackpot for the Lord. Everybody went running. Everybody went running here, running there to go get that ticket. God said, I will instruct you. He didn't tell you to go out and run to the lottery line to get that lottery ticket to win. God said, I will instruct you. I will instruct you. He said, God said, I will make a way out of nowhere for you. I will give you the desires of your heart. He didn't say go out there and play the lottery. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart. I will give you what you need. Praise him. Glory to God. God said, I will give you what you need. Anything you need, I will bless you financially. I will bless you spiritually. My God, he said, I will deliver you out of your sickness. I will deliver you from colon. I will deliver you from all these other diseases. I will deliver you from, I'll deliver you from drugs and alcohol. God said, but you have to follow my instructions. If you don't follow my instructions, how can I help you if you're not going to listen to me? You listen to what man said. You listen to what man is saying, but you're not listening to God. My God. And what another thing that you really have to do is that you have to watch. God said, I will counsel you and watch over you, over you. And that means it said, wait on him. God said, wait on me. He said, I'm not going to come when you want me to come, but I'm going to always be on time. See, we have this problem, my brothers and sisters, that we don't want to wait on God. We want to get rich. We want that quick rich scheme. We want to get that money fast. And as soon as we get that money that way, it's going to go right through your, just like it put in your hand, it's going to go right out your hand. And some of you are going to do foolish things with that money. Not all of you, but some of you are going to do foolish things with that money. Because you got it, and you came and you played the lottery, you won. You got the money, but here's the thing is that you got it, but as soon as you get that check or that money in your hand, it's going to fly right on up just as fast as it got in there. And you're going to look up, you ain't going to have no money. You ain't going to have nothing. You're going to be in more debt you ever could do and ever be in. But God said, if you follow my instructions, if you listen to me, you won't have to worry about the lottery. You won't have to worry about being delivered from COVID. You won't have to be worried about that. God said, I will take care of all that. I will deliver you. I will fix you. I will counsel you. I will give you the best doctors you ever want. If you just follow me. God said, pick up your cross and follow me. You have to follow me. You have to carry that cross daily, and you have to pick it up. It's heavy. Heaven's all outdoors, and you want to throw it down, but God said you can't do it because I'm giving you instructions. If you want instructions, you have to follow me. You have to follow my commandments. You have to obey them. Children, you have to obey your parents. God said, love thy mother and father, and thy days will be long. You have to obey on God. You can't admit adultery. You can't do sinful things. You got to follow God. You got to follow God because God said, I will give you instruction. God said, I will give you. Let's look at this ninth verse. It says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which has no understanding, which must be harmless with a bite or a bribe, else they will not come near. See, you don't be like the horse. With your horse, you gotta guide that horse for that horse to go the way you want him to go. Because if you don't hold that horse is gonna go anywhere you want to go. See, but it's different, praise God, when God gives you instructions, you don't have to worry about going to the left. You don't have to worry about going to the right. You just keep staying on that straight and narrow path. Because God will take you there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know, God is just a good God. God is an awesome God. God is worthy to be praised. And we come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight, my brothers and sisters. God is good. God is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. Now, I'm asking you guys, I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, to read that division of Psalms 32. Read that, the 32nd division of Psalms. That's a powerful verse. And then when you get down to that 8th verse, or wherever you far you want to go, but that 8th verse in particular says it will stop you right there in your tracks. It says, I read this, but the 30th, but there are other verses that says before this 8th chapter, before this 8th verse, but I get to the 8th verse, it said, I will. Hey, glory to God. He said, I will. He didn't say, you will, or she will, or he will. He said, I will, which means, that means that the Lord is saying, I will. The Lord is telling David that I will accept you. I will make you, I will make you king. I will make you the little, like you, David was a little shepherd boy, going down there hounding the sheep. God called him. My God, he way out there. They looking for all the other brothers, but here's Samuel right there waiting. I mean, here's David out there in the field. God called on David, gave David the instructions to do what he had to do to make things right, to be king. David was a man after God's own heart. You see, that's what we have to be, my brothers and sisters. We have to be people after God's own heart. We have to be willing, excuse me, we have to be willing to listen to God. We have to be willing to follow instructions. We got to be willing to obey. We got to be willing to listen. We got to be willing to be disciplined. Oh, man, it's hard to be disciplined. I know it is, because you got in your mind you're going to do this and you're going to do that. You don't care what nobody say. But God said, you must be obedient. You must be show discipline. You must show that you got that you have the power that I gave you, the power to move mountains. You got the power to go to different places. You got the power to get that job you always wanted. You got the power to do that. But in order to have that power, you got to follow my instructions. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory be to God. You got to have power. You got to follow my instructions. You got to follow my teachings. Because I'm going to show you which way to go, but you got to follow me. You got to be willing to go. I'm going to counsel you everywhere, just like you go to counseling. You got to have counsel. Like you want to go to a marriage counselor. You got to listen. You got to listen to what God's counseling is, what God tells you about marriage. How husband's supposed to be treating their wife, how wives supposed to be treating their husband, how sons and daughters should be treating their parents. My God, you got to follow God's instructions, children. You got to follow his instructions. You got to be obedient to what the word of God is saying to you. You can't go around half-stepping. You can't go around messing around. You can't go around lollygagging. You got to follow the word of God. You got to follow God's instructions. Glory to God. You got to listen to his teaching. God has God has good teaching. God can show you the way to go, but you have to be willing to go his way, because it's the only way you're going to get to heaven if you follow his instructions. The only way. You can't get there no other way. You got to take his way. You should take his way. You got to wait on him. You might not get what you want tomorrow. You might have to wait. God might not get you what you want tomorrow. He might have to wait 6 months before you get what you want. But you got to wait on him until they give it to you. You can't force it. You can't force nothing. God has to. You have to wait on God until God say that you are really physically, mentally, and ready to accept it. You got to accept it. You got to accept what God is telling you. You got to be willing to follow his instruction. The title tonight says, A New Year, a New Way, but the same God. It's no different in 22 than it was in 21. It's just the same God was in 21 that we was going through all of this. We were going through the pandemic. The stuff that people can't, and people don't get their shots. People, they're doing the same thing. But this is a new year, and it's a new way. God said, I got a new way. He said, all things have become new. Old things have passed away. It's a new year. It's a new way. My brothers and sisters, we got to get ourselves together as brothers and sisters. Get ourselves together. We got to love one another, help one another, cherish one another, respect one another. This is what we got to do. This is the only way we're going to follow God's instructions. No matter how tough the situation is, no matter how difficult it gets, we got to follow his instructions. The road is not going to be easy. Who said the road was going to be easy? You're going to get some bumps and bruises along the road, but it's only that you're growing. You're growing in Christ. I got bumps in the road, but I'm growing in Christ because I'm following his instructions. I'm learning his teachings. I'm learning his ways. I'm being counseled by him. I'm being watched over. He's watching over us. He's watching over me and you and your families and my families. He's watching over us. But we got to learn how to love one another. We got to learn how to cherish one another. We got to learn how to care for one another. We got to learn how to help one another. We got to learn how to praise God, glory to his name. We got to learn how to show each other love, L-O-V-E. We can't go around just putting a bad mark on this person, putting a bad mark on that person. We got to want to help that person. We can't stop being like crabs. Every time you get to, you moving up, here's a crab want to bring you down. Ask that crab that went up there, or ask that person that went up there to help you, so you can get there without even pulling him down. See, that's what we got to work. That's why God said, the Lord said, I will give you instructions. Glory to God, my brothers and sisters. I'm just so thankful tonight. God is just good. I'm just going to leave it right there tonight. God is wonderful. God is powerful and all anointed. It's a new year. It's a new way. But it's the same God. God has not changed. We change, but God hasn't changed. And the only way that we're going to be able to stay on one accord is that we got to be willing to be instructed. We got to be willing to be teach. We got to be willing to show God. We got to be willing to have counsel. And all that we have is in this 32nd verse. It'll tell you right there whatever you need. It's right there. Just read it later. If you don't want to, just get your Bibles out right now and just read it. And just read what it says. Whatever Bible you got, the King James Version, New King James Version, Amplified, whatever about the New English Standard, about whatever Bible you got, read that 32nd chapter of the eighth verse. And it said, I will. That's going to help you. That's going to help you be good to your neighbor. Praise God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done. Thank you.
Amen. You better give God some praise for the man of God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point. You've been listening to the voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen. This is a global network. We're Straight to the Point tonight. Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much, Elder. What a blessing. What a blessing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What a blessing tonight, and we want to encourage everybody to share this out tonight for sure. Elder had brought the word tonight from Psalms 32. I'm going to be reading that at least three or four times tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Please definitely follow up on this word tonight, and I believe the Holy Spirit will definitely bless you in the understanding and also the blessing of the word tonight in Jesus' name. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Elder Hembrick brought the word tonight. Would you ready to open up the phone? Yes, yes, yes. So, Elder, if you're ready, we're going to go to the phone line, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. You know, we're always, Elder, you know, we're always excited about hearing from one of the best prophetesses on the planet. We call her Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, you're up. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Hey. God bless everybody on tonight. Elder, what a powerful word. Want to wish everybody a happy new year. Excited to be on. I was able to jump on tonight. I had a little time. I said, let me jump on and see what the word is and how God is using the elders. So I want to encourage you, Elder. That was a powerful word about following the instructions of God. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so absolutely you have to follow the plan that God has for your life, because God knows what's best for each and every one of us. So, oh, my God, Elder, you have to see a lot of growth in you, a growth in your delivery of the word. So to God be the glory for that. Send my blessings to Prophetess, your wife, Prophetess Hembrick, on tonight. But, I mean, the word was so good. It was all true. It was really good. And so I know that anybody who is going to replay this message, that it's going to be a blessing. And it's also, it should be a prophetic confirmation, because, any time that somebody is telling you to follow the instructions of the Lord, then God is talking through them to you. And so in this year, like never before, we have to hearken our ear to the voice of the Lord and ensure that we follow his instructions, obey his voice. You know, I was thinking about, Elder, when you was talking, I was thinking about how, and you guys know that this is one of my favorites, David, in the book of Samuel, but David, when he had came back from the battle and found out that everybody was gone, his men, his wives and all of his things that he had accumulated over the years, everything was gone and had been stolen, and how he had to encourage himself in the Lord his God, and how he had to get on his knees and pray and ask God what was the plan. He had to pray for instructions. And so that was very powerful on tonight, Elder. Instructions. You're definitely in line with the Holy Spirit. You are definitely in line with, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, because in this new season, in this new year, God is giving instructions. We just have to, you know, a lot of times, let me just say this and then I'm going to end it, because you already preached the word and it was really good. And I just wanted to hop on real quick, and I'm going to jump off, but I just wanted to hop on real quick and just to encourage you a bit. But, you know, David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God, and he asked God, what was the plan? He said, what's the plan? You know, what am I to do? Tell me. I need instructions. And so God spoke, and God gave him instruction, and God gave him the plan. And the thing about it is, David could have said, you know, I'm just going to wallow in my pain. I'm going to wallow in my hurt. Or David could have just said, you know, I don't like that plan. I'm going to do it my way. But the Bible says that he asked God, he said, what should I do? And God gave him instruction and told him to pursue. And when he pursued, that he should recover, and he should recover all. And so he followed the plan of the Lord, and it was so. Not only did he recover all, but he recovered all and more. So he got more than enough. Amen. And so just want to encourage the body of Christ on tonight. Listen to God. It's the key to your success. Listen to his instructions. It's the key to your success. It may not look like or sound right, you know, or even feel good to your flesh at the time. But the Bible says that he knows. He knows what's best for us. He knows he has the plans. He knows the plans that he has for each and every one of us. Yeah, amen. He has good and great plans for us to take us to our expected end. So I just wanted to just send my blessings to everybody on tonight. And I wanted to hop on and say Happy New Year. And I pray blessings upon you, Elder, and your wife and your family. And I pray that God, in this season, that not just straight to the point, but God will open up other doors for you and your wife to be on TV and radio as well, in Jesus' name. God bless Amen. You. Amen. Dr. Bond.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Prophetess, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, host and founder of Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, and we're on the phone lines tonight. But, Elder, you know we got to go to one of the best evangelists on the planet, Sister Jackie Mays. Happy New Year, Madam C. God bless you today. Amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Vaughn. God bless you, Elder Hendrick. And a big God bless you to Dr. Henderson. So good to hear you on tonight, and happy birthday unto you. And happy new year, everyone. And a new year it is. I'm telling you, Elder Hendrick, this was a powerful word on tonight.
Yes.
Amen. And I am in agreement with Dr. Henderson. God is really pouring out upon you, man of God. And God is really using you to speak to his people. And we thank God for the word of the Lord. We thank God because this is straight to the point where you always going to get a prophetic word from the Lord on this line. And so we thank God for it. Listen, I was gone at the first two words, I will. I was already gone right then because there was no room for nothing else, that I will. And I knew when I heard the words, I will, I knew that was absolute God speaking of what he would do. And when God speaks, he makes good on his word. But he said, I will instruct thee and teach thee. My God, who could ask for anything better than that? No matter what you're doing, where you're aiming, what's your assignment, what's your destiny, we have an instructor. We have someone to teach us and show us the way that we should go. And I was looking when you said, you know, be sure to read this particular chapter, and you invited us to read it in different translations. And so while you were speaking, I looked it up in the Message translation, which is one of my favorite translations. And if I can just read it in the Message translation, it really just, the Message Bible to me just really tickles you because it's straight to the point. And it said in the Message Bible, it said, let me give you some good advice. I'm looking you in the eye and giving it to you straight. Don't be ornery like a horse or a mule that needs bit and bridle to stay on track. I mean, how much more plainer can it get than that? You know, and I'm reminded, this one last scripture, and I know you already preached, and you preach real, real good, and I bless the Lord for you. You know, this kind of a message just stirs you up, just stirs you up. You know, in Romans 8 chapter, it says that those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and the daughters of God. And this is what we have to do here. Be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit, and we cannot go wrong. I thank you so very much for that word. I bless you and your wife on tonight. Awesome, powerful word of God. I appreciate the word on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us on the planet. This is Straight to the Point 2022. We're excited about you being with us. That was the voice of Evangelist Jackie Mays. Amen. Bless your soul today, Evangelist. And Elder, we're going to go to another wonderful person here, Miss Sarah. God bless you today. Welcome to Amen. The program. God bless you, Miss Sarah. Bless you. Bless you. Amen.
God. God bless you. God bless you. I just wanted to to thank the man of God. I wanted to thank the Lord for the man of God and him going forth with the word and of the Lord. And I want to thank the Lord for him saying that God would instruct you, he would educate you, he would give you knowledge, wisdom, skills, if you just follow him. And that just spoke to my heart, that if we follow him in all of our ways, in all of our steps, just acknowledge the Lord, that he will be there for us. And I want to thank the Lord that I'll be 51 on tomorrow, thanking the Lord for another birthday.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on tonight, my sister. I want to thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice every time that we on Straight to the Point, whether it's me or someone else. But God is good, and God is just so good. And God has personal instructions for you. So you just hold on to God's unchanging hands, and he will do just what he say he's going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sister Sarah, and, of course, from the network and everybody, happy birthday to you in the name of Jesus. We love you in the Lord, and you're going to have the best birthday ever, Elder. You're going to have the best birthday ever tomorrow. That is for sure. Amen. Elder, back to you, sir.
Amen. Amen. I want to first thank and give honor to God. He's first in my life, and it was such a privilege tonight to have the honors of having Dr. Henderson come on the line. I want to say happy belated birthday from my wife and myself to her. I know that she had a lovely one. I know she enjoyed every minute of the day. I want to thank her, and I want to thank Evangelist Mays. I want to thank her for coming on the line as well tonight. I want to thank Sarah, the young lady that comes on every morning. And last but not least, my wonderful and gorgeous wife, Prophetess Lady Hembrick. I want to thank her for her support. I'm telling you, she is my support. I'm telling you, she's always encouraging me, always giving me words to say and how to say them and speak well. And even sometimes my tongue get all twisted, but God be the glory, and I thank God for her. I thank God for Elder Vaughn tonight. I thank God for Sarah. Happy birthday to you, by the way. God bless you. I just had one, too, about a week ago. I had a birthday the last day of December, so I thank God for you, because your birthday is coming up. I tell you, what a mighty God we serve. I'm telling you, ain't God good, y'all? I'm telling you, all these birthdays, my birthday, Dr. Henderson's birthday, and Sarah's birthday, I mean, God is good. I'm telling you, all the time he's good. And he's just so worthy to be praised. And we just come to lift up the name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters, tonight. And I pray that what I have said tonight has been a blessing to your heart, and that it would edify you, that it would, the words that I say would instruct you to get instructions. My God, from the Lord, and that he will teach you his ways. And I promise you, you read this 30-second vision of Psalms, and I say you will get a blessing on it. You will get a blessing on this passage of Scripture here, this division Psalm. Because God is a mighty and a wonderful and awesome God. I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. God is good, and I'm telling you, I just feel good tonight. I just feel good deep down in my sanctified soul tonight of this word that God allowed me to speak tonight. God is good. I'm telling you, God show up when nobody else shows up. My God, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Glory to his name. I'm telling you, I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful that, you know, classes will be coming up soon. I'm just so thankful that I'm just excited about starting back to school again and get some more education under my belt. You just can't seem to get enough instruction. God say, I will give you instruction, and I will have the people there for you to help you along the way. So God is good. I'm just so thankful to God, and I love the Lord. I say this all the time. I love the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul, and I'm not kidding about that. I love the Lord with all my heart and all my soul. He is first in my life. He is first in my life. And I thank, thank God for him. I thank God for his son, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank him. I thank him. And I just say to the ones that will be coming on the line later on or listening later on, I pray that this message will bless you. Then you just, like I say, just read it. Just read it for yourself, man. Just, I don't care what Bible you have. Just read it, and I guarantee you, you will get blessed by this one passage of Scripture, 32nd Psalm, verse 8. That will do it right there. That's enough right there. God knows. But God is good, and I'm thanking everyone. I'm sorry that my voice, I get so excited about the Lord, and I get to start a coughing because I get excited. The Holy Spirit gets a hold of me and just take me right on out there. I'm glad about it. I ain't mad about it, though. I'm glad what God is doing in my life. I'm just so grateful, and I'm just so thankful. So I just want to thank everyone. God bless you. Have a smile upon you.
Amen, 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 amen. Ladies and gentlemen, give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man of God tonight on Straight to the Point. Amen, amen. So Brother Hendrick, thank you so much for the word tonight. God bless you. Happy birthday, belated birthdays. Boy, January is an awesome, awesome month for birthdays. And we thank God for all our people who have January birthdays. God bless you today in Jesus' name. Yeah. Powerful, powerful. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you being with us on Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And we're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You continue to pray for the network, and we'll be praying for you as well. But we want you to put that word out there, ladies and gentlemen, that Straight to the Point is on every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network to hear to bless your soul and to give you what thus say the Lord. So we're excited about that. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Hembrick gave us some songs. We're going to leave you with another song from John Moen. This is your house. And ladies and gentlemen, you are the house of the Lord. Remember that. You are the house of the Lord. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great rest of the week. And this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick bringing the word tonight. God bless you. Take care now. Bye-bye. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Elder Samuel Hembrick bringing the word tonight. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. Always being with us in Jesus' name. You guys have a great rest of the week, and I want you to always remember to praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, as you move forward. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. God bless you. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you now. Take care.